Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The biggest thing I can say is just really being a dog. I mean, I feel like for me, the time I was there, just listening to him talk, getting to know him a little bit, just I feel like he has that dog mentality as a coach. And then even bringing in Dennis Allen, getting to know him, getting to know what type of defense he wants us to run and how he wants us to be. I feel like we just get the opportunity to be dogs. I feel like they look for matchups. They're going to match us up, of course, on defense to be able to get after guys. And then on offense, we all know what Ben Johnson is about, getting everybody involved, being able to set the tone, be aggressive. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. They set a real tone for us this year and just being aggressive, dominating, coming in and being who we are.
That was our friend Jalen Johnson. He was on Fox Sports 1 talking about Ben Johnson changing the culture. That was back on May 7th. This is Raheem and Harris on The Score. We broadcast live from Gallagher Way until 12:45 as we get you ready for Game 2 of Cubs and Pirates with Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh facing Cade Horton. We are also expecting to hear from Crane Kenny joining us in the next hour. But before that, Jalen Johnson appeared on NFL Network, and he's been making the rounds a little bit when it comes to just giving his thoughts, speaking his mind. You know he does it on The Score as well. And so I appreciated what he had to say to Ian Rappaport and that crew regarding their questions to him on the Insider Show. He talked about the culture change, and he talked about getting used to the coaching staff. So let's take a listen.
I think really just setting a new tone, and I feel like for me it's even hard to say because I feel like every staff has come in and try to set a new tone and establish a new way of doing things, but I think the biggest thing that I've been able to see, feel, and take away, even just talking to the guys, is really just the details, the little things kind of just pushing the new standard, and I think they're not coming off of it, and that's good. I feel like for us, too, we need that as a young team, gaining certain vets. I mean, of course, we got some vets up front on the O-line, but really everywhere else, we're a pretty young team. So I think just having that accountability, having that staff that's going to come in and really show us the way and almost pull us along and not just, okay, guys, let's go at your own pace, but no, like grabbing our hand, it's like, no, let's go. This is the way that you want to go about playing football. And I mean, Dennis Allen, Al Harris, I mean, Ben Johnson, they coordinated, played, done all of it really at the highest level. So I think for us, it's one of those things where we can trust them, and we really just got to be coachable and then go out there and execute. I don't think anything that they'll do or not do is going to hurt us. I think for us, it's really just going out there and execute, trusting them, trusting what they say, and going out there and playing our best ball.
I think if you are asking why are we playing stuff that sounds the same, the good part is that it sounds the same. When we hear players over and over again last year tell us about how they wanted accountability, how they wanted attention to detail, how they wanted a more regimented practice schedule and a more regimented practice overall, that they're getting it. And not only are they getting it, they're showing you how. So when Jalen Johnson, who's one of the most vocal leaders and was one of the biggest voices as to what went wrong last year, tells you how it's going right, I think it's a good thing that you're hearing the same repetition out of the Bears. That shows that repetition is also coming in not just practice reps, but how they are absorbing them.
Also, just listening to him talk about everything that's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going right. It always makes me ask, does that mean it was going wrong before this? I probably shouldn't do it as much as I do, but it is part of the valid conversation, right? Where he's talking about, you know, grabbing us by the hand and leading us. Were you not being grabbed by the hand and led when things were not where they needed to be in years prior? I don't just say last year. I'm just talking about in general now. Because he was part of a valid defense, at least until everything unraveled last year, when you talk about the things that Matt Eberflus did well. I've always said, Matt Eberflus, he's a good defensive coordinator. He quickly got another job in Dallas because he is a good defensive coordinator.
Right.
Being a head coach is just a different level of what you need to do. So I'm interested to see the compare and contrast of the Matt Eberflus defense with now the Dennis Allen defense going forward.
Well, not just that, but don't you remember when the phrase leader of men was brought up a lot?
Oh,
DJ
man.
Moore brought it up on Mully and Haw, and that's where it really took off. And we were all asking ourselves, yeah, it's good to want that, but how do you want that? So how does that play out? When you say you need leadership, what are maybe you not getting that can give us a better example of what you need to get? And I think you're hearing these points be reflected in how you're hearing all the players observe what's going on in the practices.
They're definitely going through an assimilation phase, if you will, because they're getting streamlined into what is expected from them from this Bears coaching staff with Ben Johnson at the top, with Dennis Allen at the top, and then obviously the position coaches underneath. The flow has to be there, the flow of information, the flow of understanding of what you're responsible for, the accountability, all of that starts now. And you have to set that standard high because you're never going to have it set as high as it is out of the gate. You can always tone it down, but you definitely can't tone it up.
Well, and to me, when it comes to all of this, too, it's that what did they need? Like, what do you need to be the best version of yourself? And so we're hearing that. But it also then makes me ask that same question. Well, if they're very clear in telling you what they like, why didn't you get what you wanted last year? It's not like you begin the season or you begin training camp and you're like, this is how it's going to be. It's not changing. We won't make any adjustments. A football team who doesn't make any adjustments, well, they probably lose 10 games in a row in the regular season. But the point is, you should be able to have a process in place that says, oh, you guys aren't getting this? Well, let's adjust how we do this thing and change. And the more and more I hear this, the more and more I wonder how bad it was where they didn't even try to change despite everybody telling you what they needed.
I think the here and now, it's just important to hear that the message, as you said, Layla, has been consistent in terms of what they're receiving from the current coaching staff and what they're getting prepared for when you look ahead to next season. Again, Jalen Johnson has not seen success in his time with the Bears. A number of players have not seen success, whether it's been with the Bears or the previous organizations they were with. Let's take DJ Moore into account when we have that part of the conversation. And now the Caleb Williams piece might be the biggest thing because of what you're expecting out of Ben Johnson, because he is an offensive guru, the play caller, the play designer, the schemer, the guy who can do more, we're going to find out, with less or not.
Well, and for all the people who say that Jalen Johnson is thinking about himself, here's proof he's not. He also knows the focus needs to be on QB1. Let's listen.
Honestly, I feel like, and it's funny because I was talking to like my friends and family and things like that about it, but I feel like it's hard to go from being a Heisman Trophy winner and being able to play a certain style of ball to now last year, of course, not having the structure that was necessary to get him excelling in the right direction. And then now coming in and having a true offensive mastermind, it's going to take some time. It's going to be new. It's going to be different, of course. I'm not an offensive guru, so I can't speak to too much, but I know the changing of the stance, the changing of more under center, the different ways of doing things, I know that we didn't do last year, and that I would say he hasn't done too much really in his career. But I would just say it's going to take a lot of learning, and I think he's willing to learn. I think he's really coachable. And again, it's going to be uncomfortable because it's going to be different. But I think he's definitely has everything that he needs to have as far as the physical makeup, the mental makeup. It's just going to be building down that old foundation, that old way of doing things, and then kind of reestablishing himself along with who he already is.
I appreciate that out of Jalen. Just looking at it from Caleb Williams' standpoint and knowing that that's something that he's been on board with. You need that kind of veteran observation.
Well, you talked about it being uncomfortable, right? The message from day one has been get comfortable with getting uncomfortable from the head coach, Ben Johnson. And I like hearing that resonate through the players, because that means the message isn't just something we heard. More importantly, it's something that the guys who are playing for him heard.
Well, and not just that, but I don't take what I hear or what I observe with no baseline. I don't pick this stuff up out of thin air. I'm not creating theories just to create them. They're based on what people tell us, and they're based on the actions that are taken. And so when Ben Johnson says, I want the quarterback to see the game through my eyes, I think what you're also seeing is the team is willing to see the game through his eyes, because they're all repeating the same points in their own different voices about how they want even these practices to go.
Right now is the time for talk. So those words being repeated by the players, that's cool. But you know, you got to show me. Actions speak louder than words. So the problem with that is it's going to be a while before we get to see the action, whether that's the beginnings of training camp where people actually have pads on and you can see, oh, they're running that play well. The defense is doing well. The offense is doing well. Joint practices for a day with two different teams that they're going to have in for their preseason games. And then the games themselves. Our conversations are going to be so wildly different once the season starts. And you could argue they're going to be so wildly different once the preseason starts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not arguing any of that. I'm saying there are certain things you look for right now. And there are certain ways that you can tell that people are absorbing the information right now. What are the steps that you need to focus on in install? What are the steps you need to focus on as a rookie, a healthy rookie, and also as a rookie who isn't able to play? And Ben Johnson has talked about those too. We talked about what Luther Burden misses right now by not being able to play. He told you why that time is important. So what are the benchmarks they're meeting at this time? And I think you're seeing a lot of that reflected. Like, this is a different voice from Jalen Johnson. These are different observations than anything we've heard him say in the years past.
I was intrigued by when he was talking about Ben Johnson in a different way, because here's how he knew Ben Johnson before he was hired as the Bears head coach. That's that dude drawing up that stuff that is giving us some problems. But also, he's been on the side of a team that has not only beaten Ben Johnson's offense and held it in check,
right,
but they've come out with wins against the Detroit Lions in that time period. So he has to be encouraged by that. I'm sure Ben Johnson, tip of the cap to the Bears defense and the guys that are still here from some of those wins.
And also, Jalen is at the point in his career where he can start to look at things from multiple facets. Like, you heard him look at the game through Kayla Williams' eyes. I've heard him talk about how he observes various defensive coordinators and what they bring to the game. You know, he mentions Dennis Allen for a reason. He's talked about being a student of watching Robert Saleh's defense and what he likes there. When you have enough experience, those are the growth plates that you earn as a veteran on the team. So I appreciate the different vantage points that he's giving you based on his knowledge base.
He certainly had a lot of experience just and more of a chance to grow than a lot of guys on this roster just because he's been around for a few minutes. You know,
and he's with you, by the way. He's the one who's saying, let's get to the season. Like, you and him are in lockstep.
Remember his first availability after the hire of Ben Johnson. He said, I've heard all this before because I've heard all this before. New season, new coaches, whatever, however you want to put it. I'm Jalen Johnson. I play cornerback for the Chicago Bears. I've started a training camp as the first team guy. I've started a training camp as the number three guy, as in third team. I just want us to get out there and do something and say, let's go.
It's such a joke to me that Jalen Johnson, who missed practice because he had a golf tournament, a charity golf tournament in the name of his high school friend who had passed away, was killed, that the lesson there was that he's on the third team and then they don't punish Tyreek Stevenson. Like, that is the joke to me as when it comes to how discipline was employed on the team. Let's also listen to another thing that Jalen Johnson had to say about his relationship with Ben Johnson.
So for the past few years, you were going against Ben Johnson's offenses in Detroit. He's a guy who will literally run anything. He'll throw the ball to an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
He'll fake a stumble. You've seen it all with him. Now that he's in the building with you every day, are there things, is there a little bit of byplay between you guys? Are you trying to either give him ideas or pick up on some of the things he's been doing against you guys for years?
Nah, honestly, it hasn't been too much of that. I think, too, for him, he's just trying to establish a new way of doing things on the offensive side of the ball, of course, with the elephant in the room being, I feel like, starting with Caleb. And I think, too, one thing that I really seen that was different from him is the first day he really came in, it was like, you win based on your quarterback play. So I think just establishing that, I mean, that's something that we know as fans and being in the locker room and things like that. But I feel like as far as a coach coming out and saying that, that's the first time I've heard that. So I think him really just trying to keep his head low, establish the culture, establish the standard of doing things, and really just trying to take care, I feel like, and spearhead the Caleb development. But for the most part, I think every time I see him, we kind of just give that look. Like, it's kind of weird being on the same team because we've been going at it for a long time. But I think really in practice in camp, it'll be really fun. So then we'll be able to really compete against each other.
I mean, he's letting you know right there, like, game on. Let's. I love Jalen Johnson. That's it. You know why? You know what it is? I think you get to a certain point in life, right, where you become the old man in the room. And you're just like, F it. It is what it is. Let's go. And I think Jalen Johnson's that point about everything because he's been with this organization for so long. He's like, I've seen rock bottom. I know what it looks like at the bottom of that pit. I'd like to be at the top of the mountain, but somebody's going to have to get me to the top of the mountain. I'm going to do everything in my power, but I'm only one man. It's a team game. And it might be the ultimate team game when you talk about football and how when one person can't get the job done, the entire play fails.
That's it. And he knows all good and well. It's not just about the defense. It's not just about his position group. It's not just about the secondary. He knows that it starts and ends with the quarterback, because his job every day is to mess up that quarterback plan. So I appreciate him saying that, too, because what does it do again? It re-illustrates the point. It re-emphasizes that it's not just QB1 who's seeing the game through Ben Johnson's eyes. It's more proof that everybody on the team is trying to. And, you know, I talk a lot about athletes who've earned the benefit of the doubt, or they've earned a discussion. You know, I think of, like, when Anthony Davis originally said he wanted to be traded to the Lakers. He had earned that at that point. He had a resume backing it up. Jalen Johnson has a resume to say more stuff. Like, that's, he earned the second contract. He's been through multiple regimes now, multiple head coaches. You know, when you consider Matt Nagy, now Matt Eberflus, and then next is Ben Johnson. He's earned the right to say this stuff.
I want to see how his voice carries through once. I'm not saying I expect it to lighten at all.
Right.
But I want to see how it carries through once training camp starts and once we get into the preseason to see if he's more vocal or if he just lets his play do the talking. He's got his, you know, times where he's going to be at the podium, the lectern, talking about what's going on. But I want to see if he takes a more reserved approach in the Ben Johnson era or if he's just as outspoken as he was in the Matt Eberflus era. I'm really curious about that because that'll tell us, I think, a lot about where he is if he feels like he doesn't need to speak out. Because I do believe this. If he's got something to say, he's going to say it.
Right. And like I said, he's earned the right to. But also, what are you guys discussing? Are you going to talk to me about how you hope to travel with opposing WR1
yep.
in Dennis Allen's defense? What's the relationship between the secondary and the linebackers when it comes to this? When the defense was working, a lot was said about the pass rush, creating more time for the secondary to be able to be more disruptive. So that said, how are you talking to me about the process and how you're seeing the game come together? And that's going to be another benchmark for me because I think that visualization as a whole and the timing discussion, that's the next, like, win for me when it comes to things that games can't affect yet. Like, when the games happen, we got a whole new ball game. But right now, how you're seeing the game and how you're seeing yourself in somebody else's defense, all of those things are really important to me as to how I'm trying to see this take shape because that'll tell me how far along you are in getting your plan together.
I think the plan's been laid out for everybody, so I'm just really curious but also trying to be patient to wait till the next phase. Training camp, y'all can start next week.
Yeah, they get 6 weeks off, and I think they should be happy about that, or thereabouts. You know, it's an approximate total, but the point is they're off. We're not. Maybe you are, and you're listening to us right now as we broadcast live from Gallagher Way. This is Raheem and Harris getting you ready for Cubs baseball. And Marshall put out the word yesterday. Marshall gave you a public service announcement. Are you following it with action? He gave you a call to action. Well, we know just the man who can help with this very important campaign. Crane Kenny, the president of Cubs Baseball Operations. Crane is expected to join us next as we get you ready for Cubs and Pirates Game 2 on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is crushed right field. That's back on its way. Pete Armstrong, number 18, wind or no wind, he hammered it into the bleachers. Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. It's become a thing. And I think it started ironically like the dab, but it is now very much become a thing. Love to hear John Buchshami on the call. This is Raheem Ann Harris on The Score. John, of course, with Marquee Sports Network. We're broadcasting live from Gallagher Way until 12:45. We're getting you ready for Game 2 of Cubs Pirates with Pittsburgh ace Paul Skeens on the mound going up against Cade Horton. And Boog joined us at 10:25. If you missed that, you can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. And we are expecting a visit from Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kenny. It is to follow up on a very very important public service announcement that Marshall Harris put the people to yesterday. And there's a lot of people out here, and we got some speakers. Do you have something you would like to say to them?
So, attention all Cubs fans. Attention all Cubs fans. This place has been packed all week long. Every time there's a homestand, I see all these Cubs fans. I have one question. Have you voted for your Major League Baseball All-Star team yet?
Okay, we got a woman in front of us saying yes.
She's saying yes.
What is your name? Pat? Pat is voting.
Pat
have
has
you
voted.
Been like Pat, and have you voted? She says she's voted many times.
You are allowed to vote 5 times a day online.
She votes 5 times a day. Are you like Pat or are you not like Pat?
And I think too many people around here are not like Pat. Let me tell you what the biggest disappointment I will have in all Cubs fans if the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta, Georgia is played and the starting lineups are announced and there's no Kyle Tucker. You say you want to keep Kyle Tucker past this season. You say you want to convince him that Cubs fans are the greatest fans in Major League Baseball. But if you have not taken the time to vote for Kyle Tucker for the Major League Baseball All-Star Team and he doesn't become a starter, or worse yet, doesn't become a reserve, y'all gonna look pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, you are. I mean, come on. We just had a matchup with the Cubs and Tigers, and that was the two best teams in baseball. Are you acting like they were the two best teams in baseball, or are you acting like the Cubs from years prior?
I get it. It was a lot easier back in the day. You went to the ball games, you picked up a paper ballot like Scantron, you filled out the bubbles, and you had your Major League All-Stars. Welcome to the 21st century. It is 2025. Go online, MLB.com, the MLB app. Vote for PCA, for Kyle Tucker, if you are so inclined. Nico Horner, Dansby Swanson, Ian Happ. We can go around the horn with this. All I'm saying is you can't sit here and complain about Kyle Tucker not signing that big extension to stay a Chicago Cub if you didn't even have the fortitude to log on every day. Maybe create a second, a third, a fourth email account and get your 5 votes per account per day and vote who you want to represent the Chicago Cubs in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's very simple. If you don't do it, you're going to be really disappointed when I say, They couldn't even vote this man in as an all-star. It's Kyle freaking Tucker. If he's so important, why couldn't he be an all-star for a first-place team in the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central?
You didn't expect to go to a revival today, but also, if you haven't voted and you're at the Cubs game and it's raining, you're pretty loyal. So why aren't you loyal enough to vote five times a day?
Raise your hand.
I just need to know that.
If you've
voted.
There
are very few times on this planet where you can actually meet a feeling with some action that matters.
We have people who have voted.
These two guys have voted. He's wearing an LSU Tigers shirt. And apparently he might be cheering for Paul Skeens today because the LSU shirt. But did you vote for Cubs? You voted for Cubs. That's the job. Pat voted for Cubs. Pat's friend is out here. Maybe she'll vote for Cubs. All right. Also, PCA is voting. All right. Well, he's not. He should vote for himself.
Here's how
actually.
It works.
We got voters for PCA.
You have about 2 weeks before phase one of Major League Baseball All-Star voting ends. The top two vote getters at every position except outfield get put to phase two. And the top six vote getters in the outfield get put to phase two. Then there's a period of time, about 2 weeks, where you vote in phase two. If you're the top guy, you get to start. If you're the top three outfielders, you get to start. But you got to get to the top six before you can be the top three. So you might want to make sure that both PCA and Kyle Tucker, and if you're inclined, Ian Happ, are on that top six.
You know what I don't want to have happen? I don't want to be reading the text line on 670 The Score where you text us at 312-644-6767, or maybe you're complaining about us because you hate us on Facebook, or you're watching us on Twitch, or you said something on Instagram, and you're like, oh, well, they were talking about all these all-stars that they could have, and then they didn't have any. No. But did you vote? Did you vote, though? You have the chance to vote five times a day. You have the chance to actually affect the process.
You live in Chicago, Illinois, where the motto is not lost on you. Vote early, vote often. And this time it would be legal. So do that five times a day per email account. Create, 10 email accounts. You can vote 50 times a day.
It's not very often that the wrong thing will lead to the right thing, but apparently in this case, it will. And that's the beauty of sports sometimes.
We'll see where the votes shake out. I believe next week they announce the first vote tallies, and we can do a whole thing on that.
Well, and also, you and I come from a little place called SEC country. It was originally Big 12 country for me, and I turned it to SEC country. And, you know, they got a saying at that home of Paul Skeens, at least in the States. It's more to NASCAR, but it might apply to the football programs.
What's that saying?
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I mean, that's a thing. That is definitely a thing.
And this isn't even cheating. It's legal. You can vote five times a day.
I'm just, if.
You can have an all-Cubs outfield. Imagine a life with an all-Cubs outfield for the All-Star game. Imagine a world.
I just want to get multiple Cubs into the outfield phase two. The top six, there should be at least two Cubs in the outfield in the top six.
There should be.
There's a case to be made for Nico Horner. There's a case to be made for Dansby Swanson. There's certainly a case to be made for Michael Bush. Even Carson Kelly, if you look at his numbers, I know he hasn't been all that great of late, but he's had himself a phenomenal first half of the season. But ultimately, what you need to understand about this is the All-Star game is a popularity contest.
Are you popular? Do you want others you like to be popular? If the answer is yes, we have a solution for you.
You cheer for a team that plays in the third largest market in the country in Chicago.
We're not even counting Iowa. That's a whole state.
Unfortunately, the two teams from the largest markets in the country in the National League happen to be the New York Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers, also first-place teams.
They don't have their own states to themselves. They can't claim Iowa. I don't even know what Oregon's cheering for.
So if that top six turns out and there's only one Cub, or it's possible, Layla, there are no Cubs, you only have yourselves as fans to blame.
Yeah, and just like other processes, if you want to complain about it, that's fine, but you better have voted. You really had a revival group over here. People came and listened. They say that way of life is dead, but I'm here to tell you it was alive and well in these moments.
The message must be shared. It's a different type of gospel, but the baseball gospel, as far as Cubs go, it needs to be shared.
It is my belief that certain formats are not dying. It's just the fact that we have more than 330 million people in the country now, and so everybody consumes things differently. This was still a productive process. Marshall got the word out to people who may have not heard it before. Although, if you're at the Cubs game, maybe there's a chance you've heard it before. But did you do it? Are we helping remind you?
Yeah. Yes. I just hope people vote. I hope. But, whole movements are built on hope. I learned that from watching Star Wars.
It's actually true.
Yes. So maybe this hope can go forward and the Cubs can get multiple All-Stars.
We're just asking you to vote five times a day for the Cubs, the team you're here for. You can be here for your own team and your own love of baseball, but I'm asking you to put it forward.
I'm pretty sure they're here to see Cade Horton and Paul Skeens today.
Let's check and see if there's a lineup, by the way, as we get you ready for Cubs baseball and the score. And did you know there is a special pregame host that we have today? It is one Dustin William Rhodes. How about that? Dustin with the pregame show to get you ready for Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer on the call, and we'd love to see that as well.
Do you want the lineup?
I do want the lineup. I searched Cubs, and it gave me last night's game because artificial intelligence isn't as great as it will be in probably 6 months.
Yeah, I was like, don't stretch that out too far. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Leading off for the Cubs in left field, the switch hitter, Ian Happ, batting second. All-star.
Happ deserves some cheer.
All-star hopeful batting second, Kyle Tucker, but that would require you to vote.
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 He's at DH.
He's DHing today. That means he will not be in right field. Playing right field, batting third, will be Seiya Suzuki.
Oh, Seiya in right field.
No surprise as to who's batting cleanup and playing center field. That would be Pete Crow Armstrong. Backing him up, batting fifth, the shortstop, Dansby Swanson.
Dansby.
It's all about lineup balance, so batting sixth will be the first baseman, the left-hander, Michael Bush. Batting seventh and playing second base will be Nico Horner. Batting eighth and playing the hot corner, Matt Shaw. And batting ninth, holding down the bottom of the order and behind the plate, the backstop, Reese McGuire. That is your Cubs lineup with Cade Horton, the right-handed pitcher, at 3-1 on the hill, taking on Paul Skeens, who somehow, even though he has 92 strikeouts and a 1.88 ERA, has a 4-6 record, and that's why Cade Horton has a great chance to outduel Paul Skeens today, because Cade Horton, he's facing the Pirates lineup, while Paul Skeens has to face the Cubs lineup.
Fair enough, and also I think we have to ask of the Cubs what we're asking people to do with them, and that is support. I need more run support out of the Cubs offense today. I know that it's not ideal conditions. I know that right now there's relatively no win, but they managed to win the ballgame last night with only four hits. I'm going to need some more hits out of that Cubs offense, even against Paul Skeens, even though they beat him already once this season.
So four is not enough. Four bases, good. Four hits up for a whole game, bad.
Bad, yeah.
Also,
you need to walk. Like, don't be afraid to take a walk or two, because when you get on base, good things happen.
Yes.
Also, when you walk, that means the pitcher uses his pitches. The more walks you collect, the earlier you can get Paul Skeens out of the game. That's a good idea if you're Cubs hitters.
I would tell Pico Armstrong to stop searching for balls not to hit, but it's working right now, so I really can't say that.
Hey, if you're PCA and you see a ball in the dirt and you feel like you can golf it out circa Vlad Guerrero Sr. in the year, 1999? Do that.
02 Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Vlad Guerrero Sr. I feel like 02 Vlad was at the height of his powers. Or apparently if you have the highest fastball of all time and you're just going to hack at it, that seems to also be going out of the ballpark for you. Although it wasn't 90.
Well, whatever happens today, we hope that Dustin William Rhodes gets it done on the pregame. Actually, we don't hope that. We know that he will get it done.
Thanks to our big crew who helped us today. Thanks to Marshall. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to our producers. We had Ray Diaz here with us. We also had back at the station Sean Sears and Brandon Fryer. We also had our video producers, Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to our engineers, C.S. Henderson, Rich Wyatt, and thanks to our promotions crew, Alina and Grayson, on hand today. Dustin William Rhodes gets you ready for Cubs baseball next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.